Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Vultures, Matthew 24:28. Is a carcass? If there is a carcass there, the vultures will gather. Good morning, children. We will continue on another journey of discovering amazing birds called vultures for our next adventure in creation. Many people think vultures are very ugly birds, but God created them for a very good reason. They clean up dead things. They are very important to our environment. Some have red heads and look like a turkey. They are called turkey vultures. Black vultures have no red on their heads. They have great eyesight and alertness for dead things. In Job 28:7, it says, "There is a path which no fowl knows, and which vultures' eyes have not seen. They do not kill what they eat. They eat things that are already dead. They can go long times without food. It must be content to eat what is provided. Vultures' stomachs are able to take care of bad bacteria as they eat dead things. They are God's garbage cans. By eating dead things, it keeps people and animals safe by diseases not spreading by what they eat. Vultures are very clean. They clean their feathers after each time that they eat. The vulture can see far away. When they come upon an animal that has died, they wait patiently till all the animals have finished before they begin. The Wright brothers, famous for creating flight here in North America, North Carolina, copied the soaring ability and balance of vultures. They work in groups rather than individually. The first vulture that lands by food alerts other vultures to come and eat together. They can eat rotten veggies, pumpkins, but they really need rotting flesh because their beaks are weak and flimsy. This is why they are called God's garbage cans. Thank you, God, for your amazing birds who help keep our environment clean. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.